My brothers and sisters, we rejoice on this Gaudete Sunday, for we hear the prophet Isaiah say to us, "Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you." You see, God wants to interact with us. God wants to come and encounter us. He wants to touch our hearts. And as I spoke last week on the importance of having that preparation, like the cleansing of our house, the cleaning of the house, in order to place the tree within our living room or dining room, wherever it goes, we always remove what's unnecessary. We take out what we don't need so that that tree may have a prominent place. That's in essence the sacrament of confession, where we cleanse our hearts, our souls, so that everything is put right. But the thing is even with the tree up, it's just a tree. It still needs to be dressed. It needs to be elevated by the lights, the tinsel, the ornaments, and so forth, in order to show forth great glory and majesty. And that's what God wants to do with our hearts, with our souls. As we have cleansed them, as we have cleaned them in the sacrament of confession, now God wants to come in and touch your heart and my heart and simply say, "You know what? I want something better for you. I want to give you the best I have to offer." And the first thing that I want to do, as you put the lights around the tree, I'm going to put light of faith around you. In a way, we hear the gospel reading when Jesus says, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight." As Jesus would cure many people who were blind, so he comes to you and me in order to remove our spiritual blindness, to give us the light of faith, to remove that darkness of doubt, and to say, "You know what? I have something better to offer you. I want to give you the light that I have to put your faith in me." And so as maybe you dress your tree or you've already done it, look upon those lights and to offer up a prayer to simply say, "Lord, help me to have the light of faith. Clothe my heart and my soul with your light, with your radiance." But the great thing about God is he simply says, "You know what, but that's still not enough. I have something else to bestow upon you. I want to bestow upon you the great virtue of hope, to know that I walk with you and that in this walk, I am leading you to something of the greatest of value, sainthood, to lead you to the great glory of heaven." And as this tinsel sparkles, as it shows forth that there's something better. Or maybe when you were me as a little kid, my mom would pop popcorn and we'd have to put it through a string of a needle and everything just so that we would have something to do over Christmas break. Kept us out of trouble. But even the popcorn shows forth great glory because it's taking what was a kernel and bringing it something greater. It is elevated. And so God wants to put that around us to show us with the great hope of saying, "You know, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to lead you to something of the greatest of value, eternal life." But you don't do it alone. We have the hope of knowing that Jesus is right beside us. And so we're able to walk. Yes, he cured the lame to give them that strength once again to resume physical walk. So Jesus touches our hearts to say, "I give you the hope of walking with me into the eternal kingdom." And so our Lord touches us with faith, with hope. But then comes the fun part of being a kid, and even at the age of 42, fun part is putting on the ornaments. Putting on those ones that are, you know, your favorite. There's the ones that are favorite for me that my grandmother, before she passed, she would always give us an ornament each and every single Christmas to all 66 of us grandkids. And it's in there that we had always this devote of knowing that, hey, every year there would be a new ornament to put on the tree. But you see, the ornament is really all the different gifts and graces God gives us. Maybe the ornament of patience, the ornament of gentleness, the ornament of kindness or compassion, chastity. It's to be able to put those up on the tree and know, though, that God is touching us. He is saying, you know what, I give you these gifts. Just like my grandma gave me the gift of the actual physical ornament, God has given us the ornament of all of these gifts and graces so that He may show forth the glory of your soul, how much He treasures you and desires you to be with Him. But then it's all captivated. It is at the very pinnacle of the tree that one will put the star or an angel, dependent on the year in my family. But what God puts at the pinnacle of our life is His love. He puts that to say, you know what? This is the greatest gift I have. As it is at the top of the tree, this is the top gift I give you. It's my love. The outpouring of my life. What I give to you every time you come to this very altar. My body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. It is a sign of my love, my covenant to you. Because I want to elevate you. I want to be with you. I want to touch you. You see, God isn't something of 2,000 years ago. He's a God of the present, of the now, as He interacts with your heart and with my heart. And He says, you know what, this heart is so wonderful, I want to make it even better. Through faith, through hope, through every gift and virtue, and above all, through my love. This is the interaction with God. And as we receive this love then, as we receive these gifts from God, then He looks at us and says, wow, this is a magnificent tree. This is a magnificent soul. And behold, I am sending you my messenger then. As I have given you everything of my freedom, of my love, will you share this? You see, the tree that we put it in a prominent place so it may show forth the glory to anyone who walks into the house, to anyone who may partake of it. And that should be the same too with the very virtues and the gifts that God has put into our hearts, that we offer those to our spouse, to our children, to our brothers and sisters, to our parents, to our grandparents, to our friends, classmates, co-workers, to the stranger. You see, God has dressed your heart, your soul, with such magnificence, with such beauty, that He wants it to radiate to everyone you meet, so that through you, He may touch the hearts of others and may begin to bestow His faith, His hope, His love and virtues upon those hearts and souls that you encounter. This is the greatness of our God. This is why we rejoice, because He has come to save us. He has come to encounter our hearts and to elevate us to be saints with Him in heaven. May we approach Him in this Eucharist, allowing Him to continue to dress our heart and our soul to elevate us. And may we share every virtue and grace in love of God and of our neighbor. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.